8. Logistics provider selection and management. 2. Logistics outsourcing.
Complete the answers to the following questions according to what you have heard.
Logistics outsourcing. In the era of strong competition, outsourcing certain logistics services to logistics companies is a good idea. This will help companies in reducing costs operations considerably. By outsourcing your logistics services, you will be able to concentrate on other core activities such as decision-making, strategy planning, production, research, etc. An integrated logistics solution firm offers the amalgamation of operation of procurement management, materials handling, and allocation management. Some of the services offered by such firms include custom clearance, freight forwarding, kitting and packaging, logistics, transportation, warehousing, and e-trade service, etc. A freight forwarding service is required by those particular companies and businesses who frequently import or export materials from other countries. The efficiency generated by outsourcing logistics has made it extremely popular. Recent studies show that fully 80% of Fortune 500 companies outsource at least one function.
3. Choosing a 3PL provider. Listen to the dialogue and fill in the blanks. Choosing a 3PL provider.
Mr. Johnson, our company is considering using a third-party logistics provider. Would you please tell us how to choose one?
Certainly. The decision to outsource certain business functions depends on your company's plans, future objectives, product lines, expansion, acquisitions, etc. Once a decision has been made to outsource certain processes, you will begin a search for the right 3PL that fits all your requirements at the best possible price.
Well, what kind of 3PL providers should we look for?
There are three types of third-party logistics company. They are asset-based, management-based, and integrated providers. Asset-based third-party logistics companies use their own trucks, warehouses, and personnel to operate their business. Management-based companies provide the technological and managerial functions to operate the logistics functions of their clients. The integrated providers can either be asset-based or management-based companies that supplement their services with whatever services being needed by their clients.
I see. And what other elements should we pay attention to?
When selecting a 3PL provider, the request for information, RFI, or quotation, RFQ, should be as detailed as possible. The company that is selected should be able to fulfill all the logistics requirements, and that can only be assured if every requirement is communicated to potential companies.
Thank you for your information, Mr. Johnson.
You're welcome.
6. Evaluating and selecting the right 3PL provider.
Read the following passage and do the exercises.
Whether you are considering outsourcing your fulfillment for the first time, or are looking for a new provider, don't let this be a daunting task. There are literally hundreds of providers of third-party logistics, 3PL, and what is key for you is to find the right provider that can become an extension of your business. You need a provider that you can trust and that is easy to work with, as well as have the best interest of your business in mind. Be methodical and follow a consistent set of steps to get you to the desired result. The first order of business is to develop a viable list of 3PL providers that fulfill the same type of products and are for businesses similar to yours. All product categories are different in how they are fulfilled and the operations and systems needed to support your business. You want a provider that has the experience and knowledge already established. Once a list of providers is identified, you must focus on the formal request for proposal, RFP, to be developed. In order for a 3PL company to accurately bid on your business, you have to provide them with accurate information about your business. Not only do you need to provide annual statistics, orders, shipments, average lines per order, average units per order, purchase orders, etc., but you also need to detail out by month these volumes to highlight any seasonal peaks you may have. This may sound obvious, but if you do not stipulate this, a 3PL provider may assume that it is a relatively flat business and they can handle the increased business on a monthly basis with no problem. Along with these annual statistics, you also need to provide your projected growth for the next 2 to 3 years. Another obvious item you want to include in your RFP is what your performance level standards are. All receipts processed same day, all in-stock orders fulfilled in 24 hours, etc. One of the goals with a 3PL is to have your business run as efficiently as or better than it is being done currently. If a 3PL provider cannot perform to the standards you have or questions why, they may not be the 3PL company that is right for your business.
7. Inventory control. One way to improve logistics providers' management.
Read the following passage and do the exercises.
Firms that carry hundreds or even thousands of different part numbers may be faced with the impossible task of monitoring the inventory levels of each part number. In order to facilitate this, many firms use an ABC approach. ABC analysis is based on Pareto analysis, also known as the 80-20 rule. The 80-20 comes from Pareto's finding that 20% of the populace processed 80% of the wealth. From an inventory perspective, it can be restated thusly. Approximately 20% of all inventory items represent 80% of inventory value. Therefore, a firm can control 80% of its inventory by monitoring and controlling 20% of its inventory. But it has to be the correct 20%. The top 20% of the firm's most costly items are termed A items. They should approximately represent 80% of total inventory value. Items that have low demand are termed C items, with B items falling in between A and C items. The percentages may vary with each firm, but B items usually represent about 30% of the total inventory items and 15% of the value. C items generally constitute 50% of all inventory items, but only around 5% of the value. By classifying each inventory item as an A, B, or C, the firm can determine the resources, time, effort, and money to dedicate to each item. Usually, this means that the firm monitors A items very closely, but can check on B and C items on a periodic basis. For example, monthly for B items and quarterly for C items. Another control method related to the ABC concept is cycle counting. Cycle counting is used instead of the traditional once-a-year inventory count, where firms shut down for a short period of time and physically count all inventory assets in an attempt to reconcile any possible discrepancies in their inventory records. When cycle counting is used, the firm is continually taking a physical count but not of total inventory. A firm may physically count a certain section of the plant or warehouse, moving on to other sections upon completion until the entire facility is counted. Then the process starts all over again. The firm may also choose to count all the A items, then the B items, and finally the C items. Certainly, the counting frequency will vary with the classification of each item. In other words, A items may be counted monthly, B items quarterly, and C items yearly. In addition, the required accuracy of inventory records may vary according to classification, with A items requiring the most accurate record keeping.
Vocabulary. New words.
Integrated.
Amalgamation.
Procurement.
Allocation.
Acquisition.
Managerial.
Expertise.
Guarantee.
Daunting.
Literally.
Extension.
Methodical.
Consistent.
Viable.
Stipulate.
Monitor.
Populous.
Possess.
Perspective.
Constitute.
Reconcile.
Discrepancy.
Proper nouns.
E-Trade Service.
Fortune 500 companies.
RFI, request for information.
RFQ, request for quotation.